Hey there, it's Dr. Dave. I want to share with you perhaps one of the coolest things that I've experienced or that's happened to me since I began my microdose journey over 18 months ago. So fasten your seatbelts. This is going to be a great one. Hey there, welcome back, Dr. Dave, Microdose You. How are you? I really appreciate you. And before I get going, I got a great, great special episode for you today, by the way. You're going to really enjoy this, and I think it's going to shed some light on your journey and on your life for sure. But before we get into it, oh my God, the best gift you could possibly give, if you want to give a gift to me, is it doesn't cost you anything except maybe 30 seconds of your time. Go on to wherever you're listening to this podcast episode and give me a good, honest review. That's the best thing you could do. I really appreciate it. Many of you are listening on Apple Podcasts, whatever it might be, Spotify, you know, iHeart, whatever it is. Please just go on there, get me a review. Every single one helps. And I want to thank so many of you that have already done this. But if you haven't done it, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, please. Do it now. Put it on pause. Put this on pause right now and go do it just so you don't forget. And we'll get right back into the episode. Okay, thank you so much for leaving that review. I really appreciate that. So a little bit of background is in order. Many of you know that I am a retired dentist. And I think probably a lot of my anxiety in life began around the time I was in dental school, believe it or not. That's supposed to be like a great time of your life. You know, you got nothing but great things ahead and a great profession. But I think for some reason, I was not exactly sure about my profession and not the profession I was about to enter into. And dental school was very difficult. And so with all these things combined, not being sure, the difficulty of studying and getting through requirements, it caused a lot of anxiety. It kind of set the stage, I think, for anxiety in my life. Once I got into dentistry, once I graduated from dental school, I started practicing dentistry, and I just always felt it was not really exactly what I was meant to do in my life. I think I had a bigger purpose, and dentistry was maybe a stepping stone to get to where I wanted to be, but I just didn't feel right about it. I just never really loved it. So when I was practicing, I was always trying to come up with ideas to start another business or develop something that a side gig or a side hustle, as we say now. But I just knew that dentistry was not going to be in my my life forever. I just had a strong feeling. So I did ultimately figure out a few things, start another business, and I did this with my brother Rich, who's also a dentist, and we ended up becoming kind of like dental KOLs, which stands for key opinion leaders. We became pretty famous in dentistry, and that meant we published newsletters and audio series, and we did a lot of seminars and coaching and things like that. But one of the things I did was in our coaching and in our seminars and conferences that we owned a major dental conference in Las Vegas for dentists. And so one of the things I would do it would be very common for me to be speaking in front of large audiences. Well, actually all size audiences, but a lot of them were very large, and by my standards at least. I mean, I would be up on stage sometimes in a big conference hall speaking to several thousand people in the audience. And it was really cool. I mean, it felt really good to be able to help so many people and have such a following and travel from city to city and speak. It was a great thing for many years. But there came a point where the anxiety started creeping in again. And don't get me wrong. Now, back when I was doing this business with my brother Rich, I loved it. I mean, we had a great time. We have some fantastic memories, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. However, I think being in front of people, the speaking, the traveling, at some point it just started getting to me. I can't say exactly when, but I just felt like it went from being a lot of fun and looking forward to it like almost every day to this is really becoming a burden. This is becoming too much. I really don't want to speak in front of large audiences anymore. I'm getting a little bit more anxious. I just don't know where my life is going. So It started going downhill a little bit. Well, actually, not a little bit, a lot. And that's really when I started experiencing a great part of my anxiety, when I just felt like, okay, maybe I've had enough with this, but I didn't really know what to do. Then my wife and I moved to Utah, and we love Utah, but then COVID hit just a very short time after we moved here. So COVID hit, my business is still going, I'm still quote unquote a dental speaker and supposed to have speaking gigs, but COVID pretty much, you know, wiped all those out. So I'm hanging around the house a lot. Luckily, since we're in Utah, we got to go out and hike the mountains and do things outdoors that were not dangerous. You know, a lot of people were just quarantined inside, if you're depending on where you live, but we were lucky to be able to do things here that, you know, got us going out and everything like that. But COVID came, my anxiety and then some depression started kicking in even worse and worse and worse. I had like just no real drive to do anything. I was getting tired all the time. Then I had insomnia and I was just trying to take naps all day, every day. It was really, really difficult. And I've talked to you about a lot of the stuff that I experienced. So then after the pharmaceuticals, you know, I was on Lexapro. I've told you all this, Lexapro and a little bit of diazepam here and there just to calm me down. That's when I discovered microdosing magic mushrooms, psilocybin. And I wanted to learn every single thing I could about this, because I figured on some level this was maybe my last chance. Like, my life is getting to be very difficult. Anxiety, depression, PTSD from a previous marriage. And I just felt like, and I was feeling horrible. My blood pressure was going up. Things were just really, really bad. So I was kind of hoping and betting that this microdose journey would take care of everything, turn my life around. It would be the last thing I needed to do to fix myself. So a little over 18 months ago, as I'm recording this now, probably 19, 20 months ago, something like that. It's hard to keep track when it starts getting close to 2 years. I started my microdosing journey, and almost right away, I started feeling considerably better. Now, many of you are looking for overnight success, and I've done many episodes trying to share this with you, that everybody's different. And with some people, it could take a lot longer. With me, luckily, it was fairly quick. However, you don't know what you don't know, because as good as I thought I was starting to feel, it seemed like every month just got better and better. So just when I felt like I'm here, I'm cured, I feel better, then the next month I felt even a little bit calmer and better. Fast forward to 18-19 months down the road, I can honestly say that right now I'm at a point where I just feel like I'm exactly where I wanted to be. I should have been here my whole life. I mean, this is where I should have been, feeling good every day. That doesn't mean you don't have problems and troubles and, you know, fights with friends and family members. That doesn't mean, but we're able to handle them, handle what life deals so much better now that I just have a sense of purpose and calm, and my anxiety is gone and my depression is gone totally. I just feel like this is what life really should feel like. Okay, so why am I giving you a little background, which I've given you a lot of this, but I went into a little more detail here today. Because 2 weeks ago, I did something that I don't think I would have ever been able to do if I hadn't started on my microdose magic mushroom journey. And what I did was I actually got up on stage at a major comedy club here in Salt Lake City. It's not just like the back room of some bar. This is a real comedy club where they have a true stage, a microphone, beautiful background, drapes behind you, a sign that says, what is it called? Wise Guys Comedy Club, something like that. And a real audience. I mean, at least 100 people in the audience. I got up on stage and I did a 3-minute comedy set. Now, was I fantastic? No, I was okay. If I had to rate myself, how I would rate my performance. And again, they limit the stand-up comics on an open mic night to 3 minutes. So they kind of, you know, if somebody's really bad, you get through and you get to the next one. So nobody's ever up on stage for 10 minutes and everybody's in the audience is in agony. Now, I don't think that's what happened when I was on stage. I would rate my performance a solid 6 6 to 7 out of 10. I'd say 6 out of 10, let's say 6 out of 10, which is not bad. Not bad at all. First time getting up on stage in any capacity, on a stage in any capacity in at least 3 years. Now, I went from a time where I had no desire to ever get up on a stage again and speak to an audience to, hey, I think I'm going to try stand-up comedy. Let's give it a shot. 3 minutes in front of an audience. I can do this. And guess what? I did it. And I feel great about it. And I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to improve every single time I do it. Am I ever going to be a famous comic? No. That's not in the cart. But can I have some fun as a sideline hobby doing it and just and it's being creative and getting up on stage and talking about life and things like that? Absolutely, I can. Now, is this episode geared to asking you to do something like get up on stage and become a stand-up comic? No, not at all. But it is showing you that pretty much when you decide to change your life and turn your life around from what it was, in my case, depression, anxiety, post-trauma, just an assortment of other things that go along with those as far as health problems, I was able to totally turn my life around through microdosing magic mushrooms. So let's say you're in a situation where you've lost some motivation, you've lost the like oomph in your life to go do things. Maybe you had hobbies that you just don't feel interested in anymore. Maybe you want to go out and run a mile, or maybe you want to do a 5K or a marathon. It doesn't even matter what the distance is. Let's say you have a dream. Let's say you want to travel the world or travel to Europe or any place. It doesn't really matter. But because what you've been going through, you just have not been able to do any of that, and you just don't know where to turn. I'm here to be your cheerleader. I'm here to tell you that you can do what you want. You can get your life back together. You can feel good every single day, but you have to get started, and you can't be afraid to start, and you can't just keep asking question after question after question after question and never get going. If you truly want to change your life, I've given you the information, and I will continue to give you the information to keep this going. I want you to please remember nothing that I have given you on this episode or any episode is to be taken as medical information or medical recommendations or anything like that. I'm just relating my story to you. You can extrapolate, interpolate, change it around, whatever you want to do. But I still recommend speak to your healthcare professional, find out what's best for you, and do something. Because I'm telling you, if I had not done this microdose journey over the past, 19 months, let's call it 19 months. If I have not done it, I don't know where I'd be right now. And you know, that's scary. Okay, I hope this helped at least one of you today. I have a feeling it probably helped a lot more than one. I just had that feeling. Till next time, I'm Dr. Dave. And remember, if you're not a subscriber yet, what do you press the subscribe button wherever you are, wherever you're listening. Just press subscribe. I don't want you to miss any of my upcoming episodes because let me tell you, they're going to be awesome. I got some great stuff coming for you. I'm Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U. Thank you for being here with me. Love you.